This is The Pillars of Bathurst with Dr. Robin McLaughlin and Brett Van Heekeren. The Pillars of Bathurst project is a cultural heritage memorial garden that commemorates past Bathurstians who have added something special to the story of Bathurst. These are their stories.
Welcome to another edition of Bathurst Pillars with Brett Van Heekeren and Robin McLaughlin. Hello, Robin. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you, Brett. Fine.
So the big question is, who is our Bathurst Pillars person today?
Well, before I tell you her name, let me tease our listeners by saying she comes with a mystery. Many have tried to solve this mystery, but so far, no one has managed to crack it.
Okay, so what's the mystery? Now, you're a bit of a teaser sometimes, Robin. You said she comes with a mystery, so that means our Pillars person is a woman, right?
Well done, Dr. Watson. More about the mystery later, but yes, Mary Ann Roberts was indeed a woman. Born around 1792, died in 1868. Mary Ann Roberts was the first colonial woman to come and live in the Bathurst government settlement, not long after its establishment in 1815. She would have been known to the women of the settlement as Mary Ann Lewis, the wife of Richard Lewis, the settlement superintendent. But I should qualify her wifely status by telling you that Mary Ann and Richard were not legally married until 1825. They were, though, in a long-standing relationship dating back to at least 1810. We know their relationship was officially recognized, as she appears in colonial records as Richard's wife, together with their children. Now, at the time of her arrival in Bathurst, Mary Ann and Richard Lewis had had four children, born in Richmond between 1810 and 1814. So as well as being the first woman and wife to live in the Bathurst settlement, Mary Ann was also the settlement's first mother, bringing with her their children, Richard, Mary Ann, and Henry, ranging in age from about 7 years down to three.
Now, hold on, Sherlock. You said there were four children in this family, but only three came with her to Bathurst. So did one of them stay behind, perhaps? And also, when did Mary Ann and the children actually arrive in Bathurst?
Oh, so many questions, Dr. Watson, and so many mysteries to solve. And I have not said anything about the big mystery concerning Mary Ann Roberts. Now, explaining the whereabouts of the missing fourth child is easily done. He was James, the twin brother of Richard, born in 1810. Now, James died sometime before 1815. Well, I think he did. Not really sure. There are some Lewis family historians who will tell us James Lewis died in Queensland in 1892. But I believe they're wrong. My evidence is better than theirs. Now, Brett, before you make a snide comment about my being somewhat confused about who is alive and who is dead, I should tell you that birth and death records from the first decades of colonial settlement are patchy. There was no official registration of births, but there may be a baptismal record depending on the parent's religion. There's a similar problem with death records, particularly so for children. Marriage records are a little easier to find, and that is largely because one or both of the couple could have been a convict and needing to secure official permission to marry.
So I take your point about incomplete record keeping, but can you please tell us when Mary Ann and the kids arrive at the Bathurst government settlement?
Okay, Brett, now, don't go giving me that. I know you're going to say it's a mystery, look. But yes, we do not know the exact date of their arrival. It is a mystery, but not the big mystery. Here's what we do know, or what we think we know. Richard Lewis was the superintendent of the government settlement, and perhaps not surprisingly, the first house built in the settlement was his house, likely finished by about May 1816. Now, it's long gone. It was located on present-day Lower William Street. We know the site, but there's a modern house there today. And yes, Brett, records are sparse, but they suggest Mary Ann and the kids had moved in sometime soon after mid-1816. This makes Mary Ann the first European woman, wife and mother, to live not only in the Bathurst settlement, but in all of inland Australia. Now, we should remind ourselves, though, there were 1,000-plus generations of wives and mothers of Australia's first people who had lived or were then living in the Bathurst region, long before Marianne's arrival a little over 2 centuries ago. Now, it was in the superintendent's house, or so we think, Marianne gave birth to the first child born in the Bathurst settlement. This was on the 16th of February, 1817, with the birth of Louisa. Now, as I've explained, there's no birth registration at the time, but we do have a record of Louisa's baptism 3 years later, in 1820, in Richmond. This gives her date of birth, but not the place of birth.
So, Robin, why go to Richmond for the baptism and 3 years later?
Well, there was no Anglican clergyman here, but it was important to Marianne and Richard to have their children baptized, even if they had to wait until when they were back in Richmond.
Okay, we seem to have a lot of firsts claimed for Marianne Roberts, the first female European resident of what would in time become Bathurst Town, first wife and first mother of the first European family to live in the settlement, and mother of the first European-born baby in Bathurst Settlement. And when we say Bathurst Settlement, we're also saying the all of inland Australia, aren't we?
Yep, you're quite on the mark with your list of firsts. And as you might expect, they had much to do with Marianne Roberts being honoured with a pillar's plaque. When we come to tell the story about Bathurst evolving from a remote government settlement into the region and city it is today, we need to remember the part played by the early settler women, the wives and the mothers, who helped make it so, beginning with Marianne Roberts.
Look, I can see that some of the evidence may be a little shaky given the nature of early colonial records, but is this the big mystery you promised concerning Marianne Roberts? That she might be the first this and the first that in the Bathurst settlement? Now, is that the mystery?
Nope. The big mystery is this. We really do not know when, how, or why Marianne Roberts came to be living in Australia. To put it simply, we know nothing about her birth or her parentage. We do not know if she was born in the colony or if she arrived as an infant in the arms of her mother. We can rule out that Marianne herself was a transported convict, but rule in that her mother was likely a transported convict. Her father could have been a sailor on the ship, or another convict, or one of the colony's officials, perhaps a clerk or a guard. We don't know. In fact, there's no record of any description of her existence in the colony's records until she appears as the wife of Richard Lewis and the mother of his children. We don't know the origins of Marianne Roberts. That is the big mystery about Colonial Bathurst's founding woman, wife, and mother. Let me give you a measure of this mystery. A Canberra-based researcher, Dr. Smee, has researched the birth details of some 2,000 children living in the colony in its first decades. Of the 2,000 he identified, he failed to find birth information on just 12 people. One of them is Marianne Roberts. Others have tried as well. There are clues in her given names, Mary Ann, and in her surname, Roberts. From later records in adult life, we can calculate she was born around 1791 or 1792, but where place of birth is listed, it is given as born in the colony. But that doesn't rule out being born on the voyage to the colony. An English researcher has suggested she may be the illegitimate daughter of Jane Roberts, who arrived on the convict transport, the Mary Ann, in July 1791, her name being a combination of mother's surname and ship's name. It's possible. A number of family historians have their own theories, which link Mary Ann to their individual family trees. Now, keep in mind, Mary Ann had some 11 children, 7 with Richard Lewis, and with her remarriage after his death in 1828, 4 more children with James Evans. 11 children, nearly all of whom survived adulthood and had children. So Mary Ann Roberts has many, many, many descendants. But to date, and to the best of my knowledge, no family historian has been able to find solid evidence of her parentage. Lots of theories, but all lacking evidence. She's said to be the daughter of an Aboriginal mother and an unidentified European father, or the daughter of one of several identified convict couples with the surname Roberts. but no solid evidence is provided for any of these claims. In time, Brett, DNA testing of her many descendants may provide a common connection to a shared ancestor of Marianne, perhaps back in England. But so far, no connecting link in the DNA chain has come to light in my research.
So there is the mystery, the big mystery. We know her to be the first European woman, wife, and mother to live in the Bathurst settlement and, as you suggested, inland Australia. But we know nothing of her origins.
That's the sum of it, Brett. But you know, Marianne Roberts' parentage doesn't really matter. Robert Mitchum, in the film Heaven Knows Mr. Allison, says it best. As Mr. Allison contemplating his own unknown parentage, Mitchum observes, "I got here all the same." We remember Marianne Roberts' important part in the story of Bathurst with a plaque on a Bathurst pillar with the epitaph, "Bathurst Settlement's First Mother."
It would be nice to know who her parents were, but it remains a mystery.
You have been listening to one of the stories behind The Pillars of Bathurst, presented by Dr. Robin McLaughlin. This series was produced in the studios of 2MCE FM.